So then I said, okay, I'm going to set up a little ministry called the Holy Souls Crusade, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I put a little ad into the a magazine. And our first retreat for the Holy Souls was in Athlone, County Meath. Uh-huh. And we have one of our ladies from county, from that area. And she's a Dundalk woman as well, too, from my own area. Oh. But I never knew her at the time, but yeah. Now she's a member of the Holy Souls as well.
So you started it like at your local area?
A small hotel, the Craigan Court, I think it's called, yeah. We met as a group of people. We just put an ad. We said we're going to have Mass for the Holy Souls, prayers for the Holy Souls, and have an afternoon of prayer specifically for the Holy Souls. And that was in 2001. And then I decided, I said, wouldn't it be lovely? And then I was praying. I said, Mama, I'd love, not come up very strong. I said, Mama, wouldn't it be good to get a bigger crowd, a great number of people? And then I was inspired. Mama said, knock. And I remember Jesus said, knock and the door shall be open, seeking yeah. you shall find, you know? So I decided to put an ad in again for knock, for the Shrine of Knock. And it was a great success because we had all the pilgrims coming over. And some of them probably never even heard about us and never even, they weren't there specifically for the day, but they saw what was going on. And they joined us as well. And they liked what they saw because we had masses for the Holy Souls, rosary for the Holy Souls. And a lot of people come up and said, yeah, but it was great because it gave me great solace because I lost my loved one. I lost my husband. I lost my wife. And it was a great sense of solace and peace and healing for them. Because they felt, wow, it wasn't just the Holy Souls, but they felt, wow, it felt a great peace and healing. The focus on knock is the story behind it. It's not just an ordinary story, but it's like it was silent. But you always hear the story, words speak louder than, so, what's the word? Absolutely. Sorry, just squirrel, I have my co-grip to back me up. Hallelujah. So that is the contents of the message of knock.
Yeah.
But not only here in Ireland, but worldwide. And you know that we are part of that group. We're part of that suffering. And Our Lady, when she appeared, saw all the suffering of the famine, where millions died, the famine. But it was her gift to say, yes, I know what was going on. And I saw your suffering and I felt your suffering. That's why I came to you. And I felt your suffering. That's part of, and many of you who are here, who are witnessing the apparition, many of you have lost loved ones during the famine. Mm-hmm. And it's my way of coming to console you. And by that, your prayers are consoling the souls who died. Yes. That is the healing I'm giving you. So it's not just the spirit, but it's the healing aspect of knock that sometimes can be not recognized enough or can be over and not even thought about. Because there is a spiritual healing in knock. The apparition is a healing for those who saw it, those who suffered, those who saw their loved ones dying in pain and starvation. This is the ministry the Lord is saying, I want you to continue. Not only here in Ireland, but all the world. Every person in God's family are my members of that holy cause. And I said, Lord, Mama, how is it going to spread? He said, I have it planned. It is planned. And I saw the Lamb's Book of Life being open. And Mama said, yes. Every name and every person written in that book is their life, what they done. And what they done for the souls in purgatory. What they done for their brothers and sisters. Did they pray? Did they even think about praying for them? Because we too will be souls in purgatory. And that's what they need. That is charity. That is the act of corporal works of mercy, mm-hmm. which is part of our ministry. So it was from all of that. I said, Mama, I need help in doing this. And I set up a core group. Eventually, as time, it took a while to get people to get people together, because it's not easy gathering people together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew that there was a devotion, but how to handle it. And I said, Lord, if you really want this to happen, you will bring the people to join this ministry.